More than 35 million Americans watch professional wrestling each week. Some viewers, known in the trade as marks, think they are watching a sporting event, but in fact, professional wrestling is not a sport. Sports involve competitions in which the outcome is unknown until the end of the contest. Professional wrestling is not a competition at all, but a collaboration in which, rather than battle each other, the athletes instead assault the credulity and disbelief of the audience. The fights are scripted and choreographed carefully, and each match tells a story for dramatic effect. Borrowing some phraseology from a famous former professional wrestler, some people argue, therefore, that pro wrestling is an organized sham for weak-minded people who find strength in bulky bodies. But Dr. America sees it differently. To him, professional wrestling is an all-American art form, combining elements of dance and theater in an elegant and creative synthesis. Indeed, professional wrestling is essentially a form of ballet. The delicate dancers in the wrestling ring don't wear toe shoes or tutus, but wrestling does depend on its costumes, and one prominent wrestler almost made a career of cavorting with a pink feather boa. Like ballet, professional wrestling depends on footwork and teamwork, and like ballet, it has its lifts and leaps. Unlike ballet, it also has its slams, as the lifted dancer is lowered abruptly to the mat. As in ballet, the pas de deux is still the most dramatic part of the dance. When a pair of talented 300-pound Terpsichoreans execute technical moves like a suplex or a pile driver or a sharpshooter, the effect can be every bit as electrifying as a Baryshnikov pirouette. As a performing art, professional wrestling is also a genre of theater. Pro wrestling is melodrama, although it's not very mellow anymore. It's soap opera for guys. Melodrama is a theatrical form that accentuates the contrast between good and evil. In this respect, even when you see it in color, it's black and white, with costumes often revealing the moral character of the characters. In professional wrestling, too, each character has what's called a gimmick, a moral or immoral persona, signified by costumes and music and gesture. On TV, soap operas are dramatic series with characters who face conflicts and dilemmas in storylines that may last years. Soap plots revolve around the interactions of good and evil, or at least love and conflict, and they thrive on twists of deceit and betrayal and treachery. In professional wrestling, too, the angle, the dramatic storyline for a match or series of matches, usually includes a baby face, or just face, the technical term for a good guy, matched against a heel, the bad guy. Both soap operas and pro wrestling depend on the prominent display of pain to enlist the empathy, or apathy, of the audience. The soap opera uses the close-up to bring the audience to the pain, while professional wrestling uses exaggeration to project the pain to the audience. At Tugboat Taylor's School of Professional Wrestling in Texas, for example, apprentice actors learn that when you're in a headlock, you must look up so the crowd can see your pain. When you fall, you have to slap the mat to amplify the sound. Tugboat also tells his tutees to grunt loudly. "You gotta make noise," he says. The audience expects it. Foreign critics often contend that Americans, and especially American men, have no appreciation for the arts. But the audience response for professional wrestling suggests otherwise. A graceful synthesis of ballet and soap opera, professional wrestling proves that there is a large and enthusiastic audience for dance and drama. Perhaps someone should inform the National Endowment for the Arts. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America. Wrestling, as always, with some big questions of American life.